Here we start at the bottom of Gimel Amud Bet. So here we've been discussing about the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. And we suggested in the Mishnah, and this is what we're going to, today our Mishnah suggests that Rabbi Meir believes that by Shogeg it does not work, whereas by Mezid it does work, as in our Mishnah. So that there's some difference between Mezid and Shogeg. That we discussed with the Rabbi Yochanan statement. Rabbi Yochanan makes the statement that the Shogeg of Rabbi Meir in Hekdesh and the Shogeg of Meister Sheni by Rabbi Yehuda going to be explained either by the fact that the woman would object to such a Kiddushin, or the possibility that both of them would reject such a Kiddushin. So Rav comes along and says, I'm a Rav. Rav disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan and says, Chazarnu akol ha-tzadim shel Rabbi Meir. We looked at all the opinions of Rabbi Meir throughout the Shas Mishnayos. V'lo matzinu. Hekdesh b'shogeg ein mitchalel b'mezid mitchalel. We never find such a distinction that by shogeg it won't work and by mezid it will work. Meaning that mezid will create a chilul, so the money then will become effective in its transaction or it's in hekdesh or being a kaddish and isha with it, whereas shogeg does not work. Now, what do you do with Mishnah Tenu? Mishnah Tenu said explicitly that that's the case. So our Mishnah is a unique case of Katnot Kihuna Shelo Balu. It's talking about the clothing, the Ketonet of the Kohen, right? The big day Kohen had joked that he uses to do the Avodah and the Mikdash that haven't worn out. Ho v'nitnu lehen notz behen, since they are permitted to get benefit from them, l'fish lo nitna Torah l'malachei asherit. Because the Torah was not given to the Malachi Asherit. So what does that mean? That means that when the Kohanim do Avodah, they're required to wear the Big Day Kihuna. So now, if they wear the Big Day Kihuna when they're doing Avodah, as soon as they finish the Avodah, what do they have to do? They have to remove, right, the Big Day Kihuna. If they wore them, right, if they wore them any more time than just the exact time that they do Avodah, then they're actually getting Hanah, they're getting benefit from something that belongs to Hekdesh, and technically they should have been Moel. But we say no. Lo nitan, lo nitan Torah l'malachei asherit. An unfair, right, requirement or demand on the Kohanim to, in the split second they finish the Avodah, to remove their clothing. So when it comes to the Big Day Kihuna, we see that there is a dispensation, let us say, that allows them to wear the Big Day Kihuna even though they're not immediately involved in Avodah. And from that, we see that there is no, there's never going to be any chilul, or there's not going to be any ability to have shogeg come into their own possession from the uses by the use or misuse of the item, because that's what it's originally made for, originally assumed to be made for. That's what if you see Rashi, right, says katnot kumunah shlo balu ruim levoda v'chosman shruim levoda ein meir labishkiga gatan. As long as they still are useful to do avoda in them, there is no meira. Shulakach hukdushu mitchila. When they were made at first, they were made in this way lehen notz behen shogegin. Right, they have the ability to use them when you are a shogeg, because that's going to happen by definition here. Ra'ak shlo itkaven lechalalan. Of course, you can't have intent to be mechalal them. That they should take them right off as soon as they finish the Avodah, like Malachim, that it will not remain on them for a second after they finish Avodah, since that's not the truth, or not the case, right? Therefore, by Shogeg, there won't be any Me'ilah. If there's no Me'ilah by Shogeg, then there is no ability to use it for your own transactions or to make Kaddish Nisha. Right, because if you do it b'mezid, then it will be a problem with mitchalel, because that's not what they were made for originally.
Right. That's the case, yeah.
Right. So that's our case in our Mishnah, where there's a distinction between mezid and shogeg, which is not true in general of right, of Rabbi Meir's opinion throughout Shas. Tashma, katnotu kuna shibalu mo'alim behen, divrei Rabbi Meir. Right, so kanuku na shibalu. Over here we got balu versus lo balu. So they've been worn out. You can't meal with them. Divrei Rabbi Meir. My love, afilu lo balu. Maybe even if they're not worn down, you'd have the same din. Where it says, lo, baludapko. No, that's literally what it means. Only when they're worn down is there a case of milah. When they're not worn down, and they're regular big day kuhuna, then there is no milah in that case of shogeg. Shatashma. This is a difficult gemara. A couple sets of gemara. The gemara over here is speaking or brings mishnayot that seem to disagree with this position of Rabbi Meir. Here is the position that Rav establishes in Rabbi Meir. And the Gemara in each instance is going to answer that it's not Rabbi Meir who is the author of the Mishnah, despite the fact that it says Divrei Rabbi Meir in all of these instances. Tashma, Mo'alin b'chadatin, ve'ein mo'alin ba'atikin. So here when chadatin means new, atikin means old. So here when we're talking about chadatin and atikin, we're talking about shkalim here. When a person shokel the chatzi shekel, he has to give a chatzi shekel each year. In the Mikdash, there were called stucca boxes, places where you put the money or the shekel, the chatzi shekel when you brought it up. And in those, they were called shofarot. In those shofarot, there was one that was marked as taklin chadatin, which means the new chatzi shekel, which means for this year, the year that you're in, you're being paying the chatzi shekel for the year that you're in. And there was also a taklin atikin, which is the chatzi shekel from the previous year. If you forgot to give it the previous year, there was a taklin atikin that you use. So here, the Tanakhama believes that you are mo'alim b'charatin ve'in mo'alim b'atikin. That you have mi'ilo when it comes to the new coins that you put in, because the new coins can be used for the korbanot atzibur. They're going to be used in the mikdash and for hekdesh. And therefore, if you're mo'al, if you use them, then there is mi'ilah. Whereas the atikin, the time's passed away. They're not going to be used for the korbanot atzibur anymore. They're going to be used over for what's shirei alishka, to build things in Yerushalayim, to take care of repairs, so on and so forth. So there is no mi'ilah when it comes to the taklin atikin. Rabbi Meir says, ma'alin af batikin. Even in last year's coins that are brought, if you use them, if the gizbar uses them, if somebody uses them, there is mi'ilah on last year's coins. Marseh, shayyar Rabbi Meir, ma'alin b'shayrei alishka. Because Rabbi Meir believes that when you have the leftovers of the lishka, I mean the lishka was the treasury, at the treasury each three times a year, when they brought in the chatzi shekel, used to put them into three kupot, right, into three baskets, and then they used to take off of them a trumah talishka, which is three baskets of coins out of these big canisters or big collection areas. They used to take off three baskets. Those three baskets were the trumah. Those that were used for the karbanot hatzibur. What was left over was called the sherei ha-lishka. The question of what you do with Shari Alishka happens to be a machlokas. Happens to be a machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir believes that if you ran out of Chumat Alishka, if you took off the coin, and then you needed more for the Karbanot Tzibur, you can go back to the Shari Alishka. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda believes that once you finished up the Chumat Alishka, you cannot go back to the Shari Alishka, that which was left over from before, but you must now take from the new coins that have come in and use that for the Karbanot HaTzibur. So based on that, Rabbi Meir believes that the Shari HaLishka, since they could be used for Karbanot HaTzibur, they have Mi'ila associated with them. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda, right, who thinks that the Shari HaLishka cannot be used for Karbanot HaTzibur, believes there is no Mi'ila, right, by the Taklin HaTikin, or the older Taklin, because they're not useful. You can't go back to last year's Shkalim in order to use them for Karbanot HaTzibur. Rabbi Meir says you can go back to last year's Taklin and use them, and therefore there is Mi'ilah. Now we have in our Gemara in parentheses, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda is in parentheses. It has to be this way because Gemara is now going to change the authorship of the Mishnah from Rabbi Meir to Rabbi Yehuda. So if it already said Divrei Rabbi Yehuda in there, it wouldn't work. Although truthfully it does follow the position of what we see in Rabbi Yehuda in other places. Now the Gemara asks this question, right? Vamai. Why is it true that Rabbi Meir believes that you can have Mi'ilah when it comes to last year's coin? Nema, ho v'nitnu v'henot. Right, maybe we should say that the Shari HaLishka, you can get benefit from them. Why? Because it wasn't given to Malachi HaSharit. And what do you do with the Shari HaLishka? Daha, chumat ha'ir, o migdoloteha. You build the walls of the city of Yerushalayim and its towers, mishari HaLishka. And, right, we know that
the money
that comes, where do we get the money for that? It's not chumat ha'ir, umigdoteh, v'chol tzarchei'ir, ba'in, mishari ha'lishka. The leftovers of the lishka are used for building the walls of the city and migdoteh. And there's nowhere that we say that a person can't walk near the wall, for instance, of the city, because it might be get some shade from the wall. Right? Because there we say that that's not Torah the Malachi Asheret. So if it's permitted to use the Sheret Lishka to build the wall, that means that accidental hana, or hana that comes as a byproduct of the wall, we're not going to say, right, you have Me'ilo there. If that's the case, then Rabbi Meir should believe that anything associated with the Sheret Lishka should have no Me'ilo associated, because we know, b'shogeg, there is no Me'ilo for what usages are. So Gemara says, no problem, no tamri Rabbi Meir, elayim Rabbi Yehuda. They also, this is not Rabbi Meir, but rather Rabbi Yehuda. That's why you cannot be go-race above Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, because we're going to switch, we're saying that now that Resefa is Rabbi Yehuda, so it must be as the Resha is attributed to someone else. Now Tashma, the Tanya, another Brisa, Amar Rabbi Yishmael, but Rabbi Yitzchak, Avnei Yerushalayim, Shenishru, Ma'alim Behem, Divrei Rabbi Meir. Again, the walls, the stones of the walls of Yerushalayim, if you take some stones out of the wall and use them to build your house, Ma'alim Behem, there is Me'ilah, Divrei Rabbi Meir. So again, here we see from Rabbi Meir, even though the walls, right, are built, again, with either Shari Alishka, or either, the other possibility is, either with Shari Alishka, or with the leftover money from the Trumat Alishka, right, so either way, you're using money that's from Hekdesh. So those stones, if you take them, because they are funded by the treasury of Hekdesh, then they should have a din of Me'ilah if you use them. That's what Rabbi Meir says. But if that's the case, we don't. There's no requirement, again, not to get benefit from the walls or to sit under the shade of the walls. So we see that, similar to the Big Day Kahuna, that if you are permitted to get some hana from them, that means that we waive Me'ilah in that instance. Right? We say it's not Me'ilah. And here we see Rabbi Meir saying, no, that there is Me'ilah in this instance. So again, what does the Gemara say? Lo tema Rabbi Meir, Ella Ema Rabbi Yehuda. Right, it must be, it's Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabbi Meir, is the author of this position. When it says, E Rabbi Yehuda, if you think Rabbi Yehuda is the author of this Mishnah or this Braisa, Yerushalayim, Mi Mikacho, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is Yerushalayim really Kodesh? Meaning, the walls of Yerushalayim, are they really Kodesh? Why? Atnan, we have a Mishnah in the Dorim, Ki Imra, Ki Dirim, Ki Itzim, Ki Ishim, Ki Echal, Ki Mizbeach, Ki Yerushalayim. If you make something like, right, these items, which are items of that are used in the Mikdash, or used in Hekdesh, and he says, Kib, the cup of Dimyon, Kizbeach Yerushalayim, then they are
Kodesh,
meaning not Kodesh, Kodesh, but meaning Neder, that they are Sur to him, Ben Neder. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol Amer Yerushalayim, Lo Amar Kum. If you use the word Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim has no implications of, quote unquote, Kiddusha. Chitema, the Lo Amar Ki Yerushalayim, because he didn't use the cup of Dimyon. Maybe that's the problem over here. Vatanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol Amer Ki Yerushalayim, Lo Amar Kum. Achi Dor, but Davar Kareiv. Yerushalayim, right? You have to take something that is brought in Yerushalayim, meaning that you have to have something that is asur because of your neder, something that you create the kedusha on it. The walls and the mikdash, all these things are kadosh, not because of what you said or what you did, but rather because they are kadosh inherently. And something that's asur or kadosh inherently does not generate a neder. Whereas over here, you have, if you say kir karbanot, you're the one who is makdish the korban to make it hekdesh. But when it says Ki Yerushalayim, there was nothing in Yerushalayim that you made, right, kadosh. Then it says Shrei Tanaya Ninu Valibiz Rabbi Yehuda. There are two Tanayim that go according to Rabbi Yehuda. Those two Tanayim, one believes that Yerushalayim is Mikadjo, Hekdesh, that has a din like Hekdesh. And therefore, if you take from the Chuma, you will be Moel for your house. And the other Mandarma says, no, there is no, Yerushalayim does not have any inherent Kedushah in the sense that you created Kedusha, or the Kedusha is enough to be Makdis with that Kedusha, or that you'll be Moel on the wall. These two Tanayim are in the position of Rabbi Yehuda. But that protects us from the problem of Rabbi Meir being the author of these statements. Now the Gemara says, Amar Ula Mishmid Bar Pado, Omer Hamar Rabbi Meir, Hekdesh Mezid Mitchalel, Shogeg Ein Mitchalel. V'lo amru b'shogeg mitchalel el li'inyan karbon bilvad. That when we say that, he says mezid mitchalel b'shogeg ein mitchalel. When we say lo amru shogeg mitchalel el li'inyan karbon bilvad, in that we only have to bring a karbon, meaning that shogeg does have chilul, that you have to bring a karbon mi'ila. But outside of that, it's not mitchalel. That's what it says. It doesn't make any sense. V'chir amar char de ein mitchalel karbon mayiv mechayiv.
Why are you doing
Right. What do you bring a korban for? The whole point of bringing a korban me'ilah is because you moved hekdesh and you did something with it that was chol, that you transferred from a use of hekdesh to chol. So if you can't be mitzchalel the hekdesh, then you won't be obligated to bring a korban me'ilah. El kiata rabin parish mishmei de bar pada. So when Rabin came explained the position of bar pada, ki omer hayarav mei behekdesh b'meizi mitzchalel. Bishogeg ain't mitchalel. When it comes to shogeg, there's no chiluv. Lo rami bishogeg mitchalel al inyan achila bilvad. Only when it comes to eating do we say that there is chiluv. Why? Because that is, there are different types of hana that you can get. When it comes to me'ila, the Mishnah of me'ila distinguish between what's a hana that is a kila, where you use up the item that is there, versus a me'ila where you use the item and it's still available to be used again. Right, for Kodesh or for you, meaning that possibility that if you use it again, you might be Moel, Echar, Me'ila. So in the cases where you consume the Hekdesh to a point where it will not be used again, will not be used, well, your Hana is the Hanat Kliya, that your Hana makes the item no longer available. So in that type of Hana, there is Chilul by Shogeg. So that will include eating, for instance, lighting a candle, right, other items where the item now is no longer available to us to use, right? Burning the wood. But if you just take ma'ot, if you take money from Hekdesh and spend them by shogeg, there is no me'ila, because you really never took them out of the possession of Hekdesh. They still remain Hekdesh's money. Wherever they are, they still belong to Hekdesh, because you haven't changed their status. So that's what Rabin says, that Rabbi Meir's position, that by Hekdesh, by mezi mitchalel, that's understood. The shogeg ein mitchalel is now limited. The shogeg ein mitchalel is only limited to items that are not used up when you get benefit from them, because we can make a statement that they remain hekdesh wherever they are. So the fact that they're still hekdesh means that you were not moel.
So going to this, she wouldn't be mitkadesh.
Right, because you're using money of hekdesh, you're using something of hekdesh, and that remains in hekdesh's possession even after you use it. So there's no me'ila, it doesn't become yours, and you can't be makdish with it. Correct. Now, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Adarava, Locha ki Rabbi Meir b'maaser, hoi b'stam lantana kivate. The Locha is like Rabbi Meir b'maaser, because we have a stam mishnah that goes like him. V'alocha ki Rabbi Yehuda b'hektish, hoi b'stam lantana kivate. And the Locha will be like Rabbi Yehuda in hektish, which means because we have a stam mishnah that supports Rabbi Yehuda's position. According to Rabbi Meir b'maaser, then b'mezid and shogeg, it does not work at all. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, well, in Hekdesh, we're going to have it by Mezid, it does not work. By Shogeg, it does work. That you have condition that works. So therefore, that Rabbi Yehuda, again, the Stam Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda. Stam Mishnah is going to be Rabbi Meir. Yes, the Gemara is going to say the same. Ki Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir, Mike, what's the Stam Mishnah that supports the position of Rabbi Meir? It's not. Kerem Revai, when it comes to Kerem Revai, which means in the fourth year, the fruits that grow in the vineyard, v'charmimimim en lo chomesh ve'en lo bi'ur. When it comes to the fruits of the fourth year, they are not like Meister Sheni, meaning that they do not require, if the Baalim want to redeem the Kerem Revai and bring it up to Yerushalayim, if it was Meister Sheni, you'd have to add an additional Chomesh on top of that. Vein lo biur, that means that after the third year, you have to do, right, Vidui Master, and you have to eliminate all Meister from your possession. The Meister Sheni will take up to Yerushalayim. Here also, the Kerem Revai will not be limited, have that sense of biur, that need for biur. But Hilomim Yeshlo Yeshlo, it does have it. The Charmim Yeshlo Peret Ve'inlo Yeshlo Ololot. The Charmim says that Kerem Revai has a din, full fledged din like regular fruits, and therefore it's not poshtor from the regular matnot aniyim. You have to give Peret, right, and Ololot. So Peret is the equivalent of what we call leket by regular grains, where if you're collecting them and things fall out of your hand while you're collecting them, they fall to the ground, you have to leave them. And ololot are the leftovers. I mean, these are grapes that do not have a bunch together with them. They're like individual bodadim grapes that are on the vine. Those do not require, or those are supposed to be matnotanim, and they should be left any. But ilamim, kulo lagat. You get to keep everything with Kerem Revai. Why do you get to keep everything? Because they have a din like Maaser Sheni. And just like Maaser Sheni's potur matnotanim, so too, Kerem Revai is potur matnotanim. My time is the Beit Hillel. What's the position of Rachel based on? The Gamri Kodesh, Kodesh, Mimaster Sheni. Where they learn out Kodesh, Xerah Shavah, Kodesh, Kodesh from Revai from the fourth year fruits do matzah sheni. Ma matzah yesh lachomish yesh labir or avkerem revai yesh lachomish yesh labir. Right, so all these things, just whatever applies to matzah sheni is going to apply to kerem revai, to the fruits of the fourth year. Bechamei lo gamri kodesh kodesh matzah. They don't have that. Heck, they don't have that gzeira shavu. Bechamei doesn't have it. Beitilo mim kimatzir. Right, so when Beitilo says they are like matzir, kiman tzvir lehu, who are they holding like? If they hold like Rabbi Yehuda, I might cool the gat. Why does all go to the gat? Hamar, Rabbi Yehuda says, Maser Mamon Hedyotu. Right? If Maser is Mamon Hedyotu, then why do you eliminate the Matnot Aniim over here? Right? If, how could you eliminate the Matnot Aniim when you have something, right, that belongs to you? So El Alav to Rabbi Meir. They hold like Rabbi Meir. What does that mean? They hold like Rabbi Meir that it's Mamon Gvola. If it's Mamon Gvola, right, then you can understand why you do not have to give the Matnot Aniim, because it's not yours. Since it's not yours, therefore, just like Maaser Sheni is not yours, and you must bring it up to Yerushalayim and Yimishulchan Kavola Ka'achle, right, so too over here, the Kerem Revai, when you bring it up to Yerushalayim,
that's
why you Mamon Gvola. So Beit Hillel is going to say, no, Matnot Aniim, because Maaser Sheni is Kula, is like Kula Gvoa, so too Kerem Revai is the Gvoa. If it's the Gvoa, there's no need to give Matnot Aniim. It's not your money. On the other hand, Beit Shammai says, no, Kerem Revai is not like Maaser Sheni, it's Mamon Hedyot. If it's Mamon Hedyot, then you have to give Matnot Aniim. But what do you see from this? That Beit Hillel is going like the Sheet of Rabbi Meir, that Maaser Sheni is Mamon Gvoa, and that's how they get Kerem Revai to be Mamon Gvoa, because they compare the two. So if that's the case, Rabbi Meir is like Beit Hillel. And Rashi says over here, very interesting, Beit Hillel k'stam Mishnah. Beit Hillel's opinion is equivalent to the stam Mishnah, k'shuvi k'halacha k'motan. The halacha is always like Beit Hillel, when you have Beit Hillel in the Mishnah, it's equivalent of a stam Mishnah. To Rabbi Yehuda b'hekdesh, mahi. What's the din of Rabbi Yehuda in hekdesh? To Tanan, shileach v'yad keach. So he sends some sort of money of hekdesh to go buy something with an agent who is of sound mind. And he remembers that it's right hektesh before he gets to the storekeeper. The chenvani is going to be moel and not the bao, and truthfully not the agent either, because the Gemara says in Milo that the agent also remembered. So both the agent and the bao remembered. They used the money, so it's not, they were not the ones who were moel, because you need to be shogig to be moel. On the other hand, the chenvani is moel because he does it be shogig. Ooh. So what do you see from this? You see that if you are mazid in hekdesh, it's not mitchalel. Whereas if you're shogeg by milo, you are mitchalel. And that's exactly Rabbi Yehuda's opinion in our Mishnah. But mazid is not mitchalel, therefore you can't be mekadesh nisha. What's it? By shogeg it is mitchalel, and therefore you can be mekadesh nisha. And that we see from here, because the chenvani is the only one that's going to be held responsible for the milah, not the agent and not the bao who sent it, because they remember before it gets to the chenvani. So Mar says, Rabbi Yehuda, Maaser, Milotznan. Don't we have Mishnayot that support the position of Rabbi Yehuda in Maaser, which means that by Maaser, first of all, it is Mamon, it's Mamon Hedyotu, right? So that's the first part of Rabbi Yehuda's position. And number two is that Bishogeg, Lo kidesh b'mezid kidesh. By shogeg you're not told mekadesh by maaser sheni, but by mezid you are mekadesh.
He's showing that we also have a stam mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda and
maaser. Right, that's what we're saying. Mezid v'atnan. Hapod the maaser sheni shelo mosif alav chamishato ben mishelo ben shenitan lo mematana. The person that has maaser sheni wants to redeem. He has to add on a chomesh, whether it's his or it was given to him as a gift. Mani. Who's the author of this mishnah? Ilam Rabbi Meir he. How could you ever give Maaser Sheni as a gift according to Rabbi Meir? Why? He thinks Maaser Sheni is Mamon Gvoah. Mamon Gvoah, you can't give Kadosh Baruch Hu's money to someone else. That's not yours to give. The only thing you write you have to take it up to Yerushalayim and eat it in Yerushalayim. Right? Vamar Maaser Mamon Gvoah. El Alav, who's the author of this Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is the author of the Mishnah, then, right? Now we see that we have a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda.
Right?
Right, Ben Mishlo, Ben Shnatul Matana. Right, so lo, the old one Rabbi Meir. Now we have it's all opinion of Rabbi Meir is true. But Hachav Ma'askin, this is the case here. Go Naivilei B'Tivlei that he gifted to him when it was still Tevel. Katzaver Matnot Shelo Hormu K'Mishlo Humor Damien. That once when Matnot, when the Matnot kahuna or the matnos na'inin or the maaser sheni are not taken off of the tevel, it's as if they don't exist. Right, there is an opinion, an opposite opinion, that says even matanos that are not hormu, it's as if they're taken off. Since they will be taken off in the future, it's after taken off. The tevel has characteristics that are similar to each of the matanot that are going to be removed from it. So now, of course, we're going to say, Rav Meir, the author of this Mishnah, the gift was given when it was still tevel, and according to the one who believes that when it's tevel, it has no characteristics of Maaser Sheni or any other item. So therefore, Rav Meir is the author of our Mishnah, and they have two cases here. One case is where he owned Maaser Sheni. The other case is where someone gifted him Maaser Sheni, but that Maaser Sheni only came about because he handed him tevel, and then he separated out the Maaser Sheni afterwards. Tashma. Same problem. Now you have Netzer Revai, which we know according to Beit Hillel is compared to Maaser Sheni. Right? If it's compared to Maaser Sheni, over here what does it say again? That it's his, or he got it as a gift. Mani. Who could be the author? If Rabbi Meir is the author of this Mishnah, how could he gift this to him? How can you gift Netzer Revai, which is exactly like Maaser Sheni? It's exactly like Maaser Sheni, means it's Mamon Gavoa, according to Rabbi Meir. How can you give it as a gift? We have this Zer Shev, a Kodesh Kodesh, which tells you that Netzer Revai looks exactly, Karen Revai looks exactly like Maaser Sheni. If it looks like Maaser Sheni, according to Rabbi Meir, means it Mamon Gavoa, it belongs to a Kodesh Baruch, you can't gift it. So it must be that Rabbi Yehuda is the author of this Mishnah. And again, we have a Sam Mishnah that indicates that Maaser Sheni and Karen Revai are Mamon Hedjot, like Rabbi Yehuda. And when it says, no, they'll learn Rabbi Meir, Vahachav, my skin, going ahead, Kashus, Madar. Again, he gave it, not when it was Tevel, but he gave it before it came into the Chiyuv. Right? Before it came in. As opposed to Tevel, where there was a Chiyuv already, but he just didn't separate it. Over here, he's talking about a Smadar. Smadar is at the point of growth, right, before the Anavim are Nikar. It's after the flower falls off, but there's still not a full, right, fruit there. That's the smadar. That is not chayav. It's chayav yet in my throat. Udulok Rabbi Yosi is against the position of Rabbi Yosi. Damar smadar asur neshu pri. Smadar. This is talking about orla. In orla, Rabbi Yosi says once it reaches the point of smadar, it's already a full pri, quote unquote. It has a status, a shame pri on it. There's a shame pri on it. You can't give anyone else. In orla, I mean, chayav in orla means that you can't use it. I mean, you're asur ba'noah and asur ba'chila if it's a pri. So that's true also. If it's a pri, legabe maaser sheni and netzer revai, it also become obligated. If it's a pri already, you're already obligated in maaser sheni. So in this case, it'll be not according to Rabbi Yosi. Tashma. Mashach hemenu maaser b'sela v'hoi speak liftoto ad shemad b'shtayim. So here somebody purchased or redeemed someone else's maaser sheni with a sela. But he never had a chance to redeem it until it reached two sela. I mean, the value of the Maaser Sheni went up. No tain sela, umistakir v'sela. Meaning that he gives the money that he owes, he said he agreed to, and then he gains, he benefits by an additional sela, umaaser sheni shelo, and the Maaser Sheni is his. Why is this? Because over here, what do we assume? We assume that he did mishicha on the Maaser Sheni. If he did mishicha on the Maaser Sheni, it becomes his. At that point, the transaction is done. And therefore, they only have to pay one sela and not the new value, the higher value of the Maaser Sheni, because it was already his before the value went up. But Gemara says, Mani, who's the author of this? Elaim, Rabbi Meir, am I mistaker b'sela? Why do you get the benefit of the sela? Where do we know that? We know what's the din by Hektesh. We had this earlier in Kiddushin. Hektesh is only kinyon by, there's only a kinyon Hektesh by Ketzah. Ketzah is the only way to create a kinyon Hektesh. So here, over here, he didn't redeem the Maaser Sheni yet. He just did a mashiach on it. He still didn't pay the money. He didn't pay the money. It's not done. Right? This but Natana Kesev Kamlo Amar Rachmano. So Kesev is what generates the kinyan. So if he didn't pay the money yet, and it goes up in value, went up in value in Hektesh's position or in Maaser Sheni's possession. So why should Maaser Sheni lose out over here? El Alav Rabbi Yehuda. Again, it's Rabbi Yehuda, the author of the Mishnah. So Lolam Rabbi Yehuda. You're right. Don't give up. Rabbi Yehuda is the author of this Mishnah. So now we have a Sam Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda. V'ocha Chad Samo. Over here we have one Sam Mishnah. V'ocha Meos that are trace Sami like Rabbi Meir, right? In two places. One is the Mishnah Zu, the Kerem Revai, right? The Mishnah over here. And Chada B'Seder Zra'im, right? And Chada B'Idiot. And then we have one in Idiot. That also sounds like Rabbi Meir. So we have one in Idiot, one in Kerem Revai of Seder Zra'im that are Sam Mishnayot like Rabbi Meir. And then we have this one Mishnah here, right, that talks about Maaser Sheni, that sounds like Rabbi Yehuda. So you have two against one. Right, Reis Tamei, Reis Tamo Davka. Right? If you think that a Sam Mishnah means that we pass on like that person, Mali Chad Sama, Mali Trey Sama, the number of Sam Mishnayot should be irrelevant if a Sam Mishnah means that we hold like that position. So who cares if there are two like Rav Meir, one like Rav Yehuda? Sam Mishnah means we hold like Rav Yehuda. So why should it be relevant? It says, Avram Nachman Yisrael, Alokha Rav Meir, hold, but it's not the Bechirta Kivatei. Now the reason that Alokha is like Rav Meir when it comes to Ma'asir Sheini, and Karim Ravai in this instance, it's not because the Stam Mishnah is like him, but rather because, very good. So that is mentioned, the Stam Mishnah of Rabbi Meir is in Masechet Ediyot. And Ediyot is considered to be the finest or the best of the Mishnayot because of the story. How Ediyot came about was in the day that they opened up the Beis Medrash. After Rabbi Gamliel was deposed as the leader, he had not let in everybody to the Beis Medrash. On that day, everyone was allowed into the Beis Medrash, and they were able to clarify many, many halachot, Mishnayot. And that is what's written in Ediyot. Because of that, the Mishnayot and Ediyot have a higher tokus. They have a higher value, or we put a higher value on the Mishnayot of Ediyot. And since the Stam Mishnah of Rabbi Meir is found in Ediyot, that tells us that halacha is to Rabbi Meir when it comes to Maisa Sheni, that Maisa Sheni is Mamon Gvoha, right? Just like in Karim Ravai, because of that will also be Mamon Gvoha. And in Hekdesh, the halacha, because the Stam Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda, and by Hekdesh, we'll say the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that only by Shogeg is in Mitzchalel, and not by Meizid. Okay, we'll stop over here.